Welcome to Tip to View Finance. It is Thursday, the 1st of December, 10 a.m., and I'm here with Alessio Rastani from LeadingTrader.com. How are you today, Alessio?
Great to be here. Interesting to see you have the Christmas jingles at the beginning of the show.
Yes, and I'm hoping to get through another Christmas without buying a single present.
Good luck with that.
it went very well last year. I saved a lot of money. I'm delighted. OPEC move yesterday. My view is that it's not going to last.
It's not going to last. No.
If it was a real deal, it would have been up 10 or 20% rather than, than 8 or 9%.
So. Why do you think it won't last?
Because I know OPEC.
All right.
I've known them for 43 years.
Really? So you're skeptical of the whole decision?
Normally they say the left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing.
Yeah.
This is like an octopus.
Yeah.
But with the same, you know, with the third leg doesn't know what the fifth leg is doing and all that stuff. So it's absolutely, it's just a joke. I mean, it's a joke organization.
Right.
As are most acronym organizations like the OECD and people like IMF. But the OPEC is the king of of those.
Interesting news came out yesterday. You might have heard about it, in fact, that Trump pulled out a political hat trick. Certainly it was a successful move for him to get one of the bigger air conditioner makers, manufacturers in America, a Carrier, to remain in the U.S., so not ship to Mexico. And interestingly enough, he is now winning points not only with Republicans, but is also winning with progressive liberals, some of the Democrats who are praising him for this decision to keep jobs. He saved about 1,000 jobs or so. But anyway, let's move on.
I don't want to move on. I find it quite ironic that the Democrats don't want to accept the or haven't wanted to accept the Democratic result of the
recount.
So what is that?
Well, I think it's essentially some people going through the five stages of grief.
You should go to a psychiatrist rather than talk to all that.
But you know the five stages, right? You go first denial, then anger. I think they're stuck mostly at bargaining right now. I don't think everybody is like that, but certainly there are some very much on the far left who are like that. And then, of course, we'll come to what's the next two stages after bargaining? It's
grief, depression,
acceptance, right? Yeah.
Exactly. The acceptance, I don't think that's going to happen, though.
No?
The acceptance part, no, that's going to be a long, long...
It's going to take a long time. Huh?
That's right. It's another 4 years until Michelle becomes president.
Oh, really? You think?
Yeah.
I wouldn't put any money on it.
She's going to save us all. She's a wonderful person. She's almost like a Republican. Let's have a look at today's slides.
Sure.
Most popular in business and finance, oil price fluid, pumped up or sticky. There's not much point in a cartel that doesn't collude, although that has been the case for many years. So after an eight-year gap since it last flexed its market muscle, OPEC reassured at least itself that there's life in the old stitch-up yet, and that's from our friends at the BBC. House price growth lows for 10 months, says the Nationwide, a bit of a non-story there, but property values increased by 4.4% year-on-year in November, Nationwide said, and that's from The Guardian. Too short a time span, and 4.4%, well...
I have to say 4.4%, given everything that's happened this last year of Brexit, probably is not that bad as everyone thinks, but, you know.
There we are. Next up, we've got Nicole Elliott from the Investors Chronicle. She's a trader there.
Right.
At a press conference yesterday following the release of the Bank of England's Financial Stability Report, which, I mean, it makes they come up with a report and then they do nothing. So, of course, what the point of having a report is. But Governor Carney reminded us that it's absolutely in the interest of the European Union that there is an orderly transition to Brexit, adding it's important to recognise that the United Kingdom is effectively investment banker for Europe. I think the problem is that having a Brexit for the European Union is just like a turkey, you know, at Christmas. I mean, it's, you know, maybe the right thing to do, but you know, it's just not what it wants, really.
Right. Yeah, I can see that.
Next, we've got the economic calendar today. The U.S. ISM manufacturing, which tends to be quite important. ECB's Nowotny speaks on monetary policy. I was hoping that we wouldn't have to listen or even list these things anymore, but we do. Fed's Mester gives opening remarks at Financial Stability Conference. Initial got jobless claims. Fed's Kaplan speaks in San Antonio, which I believe is in Texas.
Right.
And then the EIA natural gas storage change.
Probably the only big news out of all of that is the first one, the ISM manufacturing.
Exactly.
That should be interesting. So.
Okay. Next, we've got... sentiment with our friends and colleagues at Oanda, their little clients, still long up to the eyeballs of gold and silver. Presumably, gold and silver won't stop falling until those percentages go back below 70%, something
like
that?
Yeah, I think so. I think if they fall, as you call it, the I like your phrase, the retail trader mob.
Yes.
That's worse than dumb money.
No, no.
Dumb money actually is pretty polite.
No, they're not a mob. They are a loose cabal of traders and investors. And then we've got them scarily long of euro-dollar ahead of the Italian and the Austrian right-wing situation. Pound, probably not as long as they probably would be, which suggests that the pound will actually go up.
It's interesting that they're not very bullish yet on dollar yen, which suggests to me there's more upside yet.
They've gone less short. They've actually gone well. As it's gone through 112, 113, they've actually dropped below 50%. So that suggests we're going to go to 120 within the next three sessions.
Yes, yes.
And then dollar, CAD, they're also, I mean, that seems to be one where, you know, one would expect upside to come through there. Next, we've got Barrett Developments, which is our Tip TV trade of the day, monthly chart, inside month candle and rebound from 38.2% of Fibonacci support shows potential for rally. Buy at 4.67, objective £5.30, stop loss below £4.30, a play on the housing market or housing shortage at least. And then this is your...
Yeah, I was wondering actually what you think about this, Zach, considering you like to call dumb money less smart money. But this is the stock market.
I like to be politically correct. Less intelligent money.
Right, right, okay. Well, put it this way, the stock market, and what I've drawn in these arrows here are essentially what's happening right now. If you look at the right-hand side of the chart, there's a massive divergence between dumb money sentiment, so as you call it, the retail trader mob, and the smart money confidence. So the red line represents dumb money, and the blue line represents smart money. So right now, the dumb money or the less intelligent mob, as you call it, they are extremely bullish on the stock market. And notice, whenever there's a massive divergence, whenever there's been this massive divergence between smart money and dumb money confidence in the stock market, look what happens. As you can see from the arrows from the top, the stock market usually forms a top or a temporary intermediate top, and we see a pullback or a correction. And I think that's where we're heading right now. I think we could see at least a 2 to 3% drop in the stock market. I don't expect a crash or anything like that, but it could be a drop in the stock market down to support, and I'd be a buyer at that pullback.
Okay, well, let's move along to currencies.
Yeah, so this is all something I pulled out as well. So this is a one-month relative performance of different major currencies. And interesting that pound dollar, I mean, who would have thought? Who would have thought pound, the British pound would be right now the strongest one-month performer, best performer, against what's been the weakest, the euro and the yen. So one of the reasons I look at this is because I want to know which market, which currency pair is the best one to trade in terms of trend. And right now, it appears to be pound versus yen. If you look at the next chart, this actually confirms my point. So this is the sort of the relationship against the different currencies. And you can see, look at that, Zach, up there. This interesting map shows to us that pound in the red, strongest versus the cold, the weakest currencies, the yen. So I'd be, if I was going to trade, take a position, I'd be long pound yen. At a pullback, not yet. Wait for a pullback. Pound, what is that one? Pound, euro pound, I guess, as well. Also probably dollar yen and CAD yen as well, which brings me to my next chart. Yeah. What do you think about this zone, Zach?
It looks like a very healthy rebound there after a couple of bear traps in September and last month. So, in fact, June was a bear trap too. So.
Yeah, and I love those bear traps because they're actually a contrarian signal. The more those bear traps or false breakouts
you had three. Yeah, basically you had three there, and then the turnaround. So
that's right. With the divergence as well, broken that trend line. We're above the 21 moving average and the 50. This is, I believe, a weekly chart. I think, yeah. So I essentially would be a buyer at a pullback. Wait for a pullback down to 82. As a level to establish longs, wave one starting there. Let's go to the next chart. I think this is the last chart I have here. Yeah, just a question I want to ask you, Zach. Have you ever used your mobile phone to pay for something?
Unfortunately, I do, but only for really high-ticket items like Deliveroo and a cleaner.
Okay. But basically, this is something I'd seen on gadget shows, but I saw it for the first time with my own eyes only a few days ago, which is I walked into Starbucks, and I saw this lady in front of me. She was paying for a coffee with her phone. I know that this is, maybe I'm a little bit old-fashioned, but I still use card and cash. But nowadays, the trend is moving now to paying with mobile phones, which means in the future, most of us won't be carrying any wallets anymore, just pay with our phones. So go back to that chart, guys. We can see that some of the stocks are going to benefit from this trend of using your mobile phone to pay for something. It's going to be security stocks, okay? So cybersecurity stocks, essentially security stocks on your mobile phone. And one of the companies that makes these security stocks is Juniper Networks, JNPR is the symbol. Nice weekly chart there. What do you think about this, Zach? To me, this looks like a bullish trend developing here.
No, it looks great. It looks like you picked out a decent one there, and I suppose the only thing is why the shares were weaker earlier on this year, whether there was any particular news. But the whole movement in terms of the fundamentals seems to be on track for this company.
That's right, and the wave count suggests a move higher to 30, 32. I'd be a buyer on the stock at 26 to 25. I wouldn't buy it yet. Wait for a pullback, 26, 25. Stop loss below 24.5. And that's what I got.
Okay. Well, on that note, which is very well, just finishing off with the brokers. BP obviously in focus at the moment with the OPEC deal. Share is very strong anyway. Bounced overnight and looked like they're heading for a 520 technical target, according to my calculations. Anglo American, I do like to laugh at the broker. Well, I like to laugh at the brokers anyway, whether there's a stock involved or not. But we've got Anglo American, one of the best performers of the year, and Credit Suisse still bravely, manfully going for a neutral rating, even though it should be a strong buy. And then finally, Centrica, which they own British Gas.
All right.
And they announced today they're going to be freezing the tariffs over winter. And I was very disappointed with that. I think winter is the best time if you're a company with shareholders to profiteer. I don't know why they haven't taken that opportunity. I'm going to be sending them an email immediately after the show.
Right. So you're definitely not a socialist.
No. I just think you should. No, the only thing is pricing power these days is only due to either a monopoly.
Right.
Or is profiteering. So I think, just like Unilever did with Marmite and Brexit, it's any excuse. Mm-hmm. They've got an excuse there, and I think they should use it.
Yeah, well. I disagree with you on that point.
I'm a capitalist. But Alessio Rostani from leadingtrader.com, thank you very much for coming in today and opening the show. We'll be back after the break.